U-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Most of the controversy about President Bush's plan for comprehensive immigration reform has centered around amnesty for 12 million illegal aliens currently in the United States. However, those 12 million are almost a drop in the bucket compared to the plan to import and legalize new immigrants under the deceitful words temporary and guest worker. Those words are lies, because the new immigrants will not be temporary and will not be guests. We are indebted to the Heritage Foundation for its stunning report proving that the Senate immigration bill is really a stealth open borders bill that would import permanently and put on the path to citizenship at least 66 million people, with the actual number rising to two or three times that number when they bring in their relatives. Every category of legal immigration will be dramatically increased. The so-called temporary workers will get the right to remain in the United States permanently if they have learned English or are just enrolled in an English class, and will get the right to become a U.S. citizen who can vote in U.S. elections. At the same time, the guest workers' spouse and children, without any numeric limits, will get legal permanent residence and citizenship. After the so-called temporary workers and their spouses become citizens, they acquire the right to bring in their parents as permanent residents on the path to citizenship. Siblings and adult children and their families will be given preference in future admissions. This Senate bill is the most monumentally expensive bill ever considered. Its mind-boggling costs would be the largest ever expansion of taxpayer-paid social benefits. The Senate bill would make 25% of our population foreign-born within 20 years, most of them high school dropouts, and the United States as we know it would no longer exist.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, if you fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, you must be a politician. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And it's difficult to fool all of the people all of the time. But I'll tell you what, the Republicans should be celebrating today. I wonder how many Republicans know that they should be celebrating today, because I'm looking at the American Minute that Bill Federer writes each day, and he tells me that on this date, July the 6th, 1854, that's when the Republican Party was born. Prior to the Civil War, there were two major political parties here in the United States. The Democrats, they favored freedom of choice to own slaves. Now, whoa, did you get that? The Democrats favored freedom of choice to own slaves. The Whigs, they were having a big tent party in Ripon, Wisconsin, and they were anti-slavery activists. Now, they met there in Wisconsin February the 28th in 1854. Then they held a state convention in Jackson, Michigan, July the 6th, 1854. And they named their party the Republican Party, okay? The chief plank in the Republican Party was to prohibit those twin relics of barbarism, polygamy and slavery. In other words, up until that time, you could have all the wives you wanted and you didn't have to pay your help. But the Republicans didn't like that, so they said, hey, we're going to change this. So Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. And he appointed Justice Stephen Field, who wrote the Supreme Court's decision in Davis versus Beeson. That was in 1890. Bigamy and polygamy are crimes. Here's what he said. Bigamy and polygamy are crimes by the laws of all civilized and Christian countries. They destroy the purity of the marriage relation, degrade women, and debase men. There have been sects which denied there should be any marriage tie and advocated promiscuous intercourse of the sexes as prompted by the passions of its members. Should a sect of either of these kinds ever find its way into this country, swift punishment would follow. Now, this is a Supreme Court decision, all right? The constitutions of several states in providing for religious freedom have declared expressly that such freedom shall not be construed to exercise acts of licentiousness. But anywho, for whatever it's worth, the Republican Party was founded on this day, July the 6th, 1854, and the Republican Party was established to do away with slavery, and the Democrats promoted slavery. Now, for whatever it's worth, it's the other way around today. The blacks vote Democratic, more or less, And, you know, it's interesting because the old-timers knew this. When I was growing up in the 1930s and 40s, I was around, and we didn't say black in those days because the people themselves did not want to be called black. They were colored folks. And I grew up with colored children, and I remember very well that they got out and voted every time there was an election because they voted Republican, because it was Abraham Lincoln and the Republican Party that freed the slaves. And I doubt if too many people living today have any idea that that's the way it was back in the good old days. Now, when we're talking about the good old days, we could do a lot of things in the good old days that we are no longer allowed to do. And as we have said so many times, to get a permit, all a permit is a piece of paper that allows you to break the law. Once you have a permit, you become a lawbreaker. Because without the permit, you'd be breaking the law. So with the permit, you're still breaking the law. You just won't get in trouble for doing it. All right? Now, a listener emailed me this. It's a newspaper ad that showed up in a small Illinois newspaper. And he says this. He said, this is going to happen all over the United States. And I agree with that because it's coming from the Environmental Protection Agency, both federal and in the state of Illinois. So if it's coming from Washington, you know how our states operate. All Washington has to do is make a call, and your governor is going to get down on his knees and start worshiping. It happens all the time. Our state legislatures, our state governors just go right along with whatever the feds say, particularly if there's some grant money behind it. All right? Now, here's this. This is the ad that appeared in the paper. Important public notice. Notice to homeowners with private sewerage disposal systems. Now, there are lots of people out there, ladies and gentlemen, that are not on a city sewer. And here's the new proposed regulations. If passed, will require you as a homeowner with a surface discharging septic system, such as a buried sand filter or aeration unit called aerobic treatment plant, to have annual sampling and testing of your discharge. The on-site wastewater professionals, hey, these are professionals that are doing this, of Illinois has estimated this is going to cost about $500 a year, and it would be up to the homeowner to pay that. The health department and your county board is opposed to this unnecessary testing, permitting an additional cost to homeowners. This regulation is a result of the United States EPA and the Illinois EPA claiming that your clean water discharge leaves your property and has been properly maintained. Please consider writing a letter to the Illinois EPA opposing this permit. Inform them that your residence should not be regulated under the rules of the Clean Water Act as was written for industry, and that you strongly oppose this unnecessary regulation and testing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We have returned. Now, let's go back to this newspaper notice, and all I know is what I'm just telling you now. You know as much about this as I do. But it's coming from the Environmental Protection Agency, and what they're wanting to do here is make sure that your sewerage is not polluting anything. Now, let's realize that this Clean Water Act was really written for big industry. Nobody ever thought that it would be going to affect the way you and I have our little sewerage system in our backyard. The same is true with many other agencies. They come out. Let's take, for example, the Endangered Species Act. The people that wrote that bill, I say the people that wrote it, the people that passed it, the people that wrote it probably knew what they were doing. But the people that passed it, I'm talking about Congress, when Congress passed that bill, they were thinking about grizzly bears and bald eagles. They were not thinking about some little microscopic shrimp that only shows up once every 10 years in a dry puddle, all right? Now, here we go with this thing, this Clean Water Act. Oh, we know what the Potomac, as they refer to it in Washington, the Potomac River, how bad it has been. We know that there's been rivers that actually caught on fire. They had so much oil in them. But who would have thought that that's going to affect your little drain in the backyard? This is right out of Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a way they're going to force us to live in sustainable communities. When I first started talking about sustainability and sustainable communities, people said, they'll never move me. Why won't they? You say, well, because I won't move. If your sewer system doesn't work, you'll move. When I grew up, we had an outdoor toilet. I know you don't have to have all this stuff. That was when you grew up. That was before globalization. That was for Agenda 21. That was before anyone ever thought about a sustainable community. This is just another way to force people off the land. Now, who is going to decide whether your sewer is good or bad? You know, we lived in a house one time. We bought this old place, and the surge system wasn't any good. And this has been many, many, many years ago. We just ran a pipe out of the bathroom out into the pasture. No problem. It worked fine. Had it no problem whatsoever. You couldn't smell it. It just drifted on down the hill. Had a lot of grass. Grass was not greener over the sewer. The grass was green at the end of the sewer. Didn't hurt anything. But today, you see, you'd go to the penitentiary for that, or else you'd have to move into a sustainable community. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The other day we were talking about these toll roads and what is involved here, and it's kind of interesting. I have an email from a listener that said he called this a toll tag, and you know we talked about how there could very well be a microchip in your vehicle that when you go through the toll gates or whatever, they know right where you are all of the time. They can pick you up on GPS, the whole thing. And he said your toll tag will probably be tied to your national identification. If you do not have both, you will not be allowed to travel on any road which requires a toll road tag. The same as you will not be allowed to enter a federal building, fly, travel out of the country without a national ID. Something to be thinking about here. We've discussed this national ID, which is in the form of a driver's license, and I can't remember, is it 2 years from now that we are going to have to get this? I believe it is, that it's going to be mandatory nationwide in just a couple of years. It'll be a new driver's license. It will be a federal driver's license, although it'll come from your state department of transportation or your state department of revenue, whichever handles it in your state. And it's going to have these biometrics in there, hard telling what else it's going to have in there. But it is going to be, whatever they call it, it's still going to be a national ID. And it could very possibly have this toll tag right there embedded within. Now, I have an interesting story concerning animal ID. And we hear over and over, oh, the British have been doing this for years. Everything's great and wonderful. Aussies have had it now for 6 years. And, hey, they don't have any problems. Bohica, they have all kind of problems. I've visited with the Aussies. I haven't visited with anybody from Europe on it. But here's an article that comes from Europe. It's the British Cattle Movement Service, the BCMS. And they're taking a tougher line on late passport applications, and they're preparing to inform inspectors. Now, if you're even close to the cattle industry, get some of this. They're going to inform inspectors if livestock producers persistently send in birth details after the 28-day deadline. Now, you know, if somebody has a little herd of cows out there, and it's kind of a hobby thing, and, you know, they've got what we call it a one-bull herd. They've got 25 or 30 cows, and or maybe not that many, and they're kind of just a little for scenic pastures. And you watch those cows every day out the kitchen window, you know, when a calf's born. But the majority, a high percentage of our cattle are not seen maybe once a month within a 28-day period. A lot of cattle are that way. Most people that are in the cattle business don't look at their cattle regularly. That's why they have cattle. If they were going to look at them regularly, they might have sheep or something else, but you have to take care of those things. But cattle, hey, they get along fine on their own, and that's why we have them. If the grass is green and the creeks are running, you don't have to worry about them. They're out there, and no big deal. Now, in Britain, you have to, and see this thing's, as I've said before, it is a global plan, and this national ID, they call it national, but it's global. It's all part of some of the treaties, or they're not treaties, let's just call them entanglements that we have signed on a global basis, and that's why Washington is so hip on getting this done, along with the fact that Washington, at least the politicians, are getting paid big bucks by the multinational corporations to get this done. Multinational corporations in the meat industry, as well as the Digital Angel and these companies that are making these transponders that go into cattle's ears, etc. Okay, now, Robert Foster warns they will alert local authority inspectors about late passports and have advised that this information will be used to identify farms that are high on the non-compliance risk ladder and make sure they are marked down as priorities for inspection. If more passport abnormalities are found when the farm is inspected, it could lose 3% of its single farm payment as a result of cross-compliance infraction. Now, I heard a speaker, in fact, at one of the conventions or something that I attended, he was from Britain, and if I remember right, he was telling us that the British farmers get a subsidy on their livestock, kind of like Americans do on grain and cotton and this sort of thing. I don't know that that's right. It's been several years ago. But he says, more than 780 cross-Britain passport applications were refused between the beginning of February and the end of April. The BCMS, that's the British Cattle Movement Service, is determined to raise the credibility of its database and is ready to prosecute farmers who have falsified birth dates in previous registrations. Now, like I said, most cow-calf operators don't know when a high percentage of their calves are born. A lot of calves come the year-round. They're out there, and you just gather up what you have at the fall of the year, or you maybe have two or three gatherings during the year. You don't know how old those calves are. You go by their size. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Precious metal prices rose Wednesday on safe haven buying, sparked by news that North Korea test-fired at least 7 missiles over the Sea of Japan today. Then prices later eased as the dollar firmed up on profit-taking. Gold closed in New York up $3.80 to $627.50 an ounce. Silver closed up 9 cents to $11.37 an ounce. The battle between gold and paper money is on, and there's only one likely winner. More at SwissAmerica.com. Now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits 4 digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, there's always something to be thankful for. If you can't pay your bills, you can be thankful you're not one of your creditors. Derry Brownfield!
And we are back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. And talking about what's happening in Britain now with their animal identification system. Let's realize that in Britain, they are already in stage, what, 3 or something, where they have to, that you can't move animals without the passport, so to speak. They call it that, and that's what they call it. They call it a passport. And they are refusing certain farmers, they're calling them farmers, livestock producers, because they say they didn't get their calves tagged on time. In other words, they have a 28-day period from the time a calf is born until it is put into the database. And they say then, now here's what happens, and we've been in the purebred business. We spent probably 10 or 12 years raising registered Charolais. And this happens that you'll get a number wrong. And you'll register a calf out of a cow, and 6 months later, you register another calf out of the same cow. You can't do that, obviously. because you have a 283-day gestation period or something like that, and then it just can't happen. So you usually get a letter or else a call from the association to say what happened. And, well, you know it, somebody made a mistake. And this is another thing. They do not build an ear tag that'll stay with you. I don't care what company it is. Ear tags are absolutely no good, period. I have not found one that'll work. We've tried every kind. We've tried every company. They will not stay. There's nothing you can put in a cow's ear that'll stay there forever. And if you keep her on the... We've got... Well, I sold my old herd this winter, but we had cows in there that were 15 years old. So they've had that same tag in their ear for 15 years, but they didn't have because they come out. And then you have to re-tag them, and that's where you get in trouble as far as the numbers are concerned. But anyway... This is what this British Cattle Movement Service is doing. If somebody wants to move a calf or do something with a calf and they say, well, she's had another calf, well, she couldn't have. Well, it's because the record keeping isn't good, and it's hard to do that. It is very, very difficult to do it. There's only really one good method of numbering animals, and that's with a hot branding iron, unless you got black cattle and you can use freeze brands, but you can put a brand on the hide and that will stay with them except the hair grows long. And once the hair covers those brands, it's still difficult to read. You have to take clippers or something to clip the brands to know what you're doing. It's not as easy as these people that sit in Washington in an air-conditioned office with their feet up on their desk and tell everybody how great and wonderful this is going to be. Anyway, now get this. Farmers who have falsified birth dates in previous registrations, some of these adjustments may cover only days, but others involve several months, and if date of birth facilitations become apparent, when the cow has her next calf, the authorities have said that they are ready to prosecute offenders as soon as possible. Are you with me? They're going to prosecute offenders. Now, if you think this animal ID is going to be something that we want in this country, get ready. And I've talked to people. I was talking to a lady that's just the other day. They sell organic beef, and they have a pretty nice operation going. And she's for this thing. She believes this is going to be good. Well, they have probably 200 cows, she said, 250 cows. I'll guarantee you, with that many cows, they're going to get messed up. You cannot keep everything straight. I don't care. Unless they come up with something new that you can implant under the skin. And I don't know whether that's going to work or not. But anyhow, they're having all kinds of problems with this in the United Kingdom. They're having all kinds of problems with it in Australia. Everywhere it exists, there's problems. And we need to get this thing killed. And the sooner the better. And let's go to the telephones. Dave in Arkansas. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Hey, Dave. Are you there, Dave?
Sure, can you hear me, Gary?
You bet. I think Jeff was asleep at the switch over there. Okay, you're with me now.
Okay. Earlier you mentioned the national ID via driver's license.
Right, for humans as well as livestock. But go
right.
ahead.
Being mandatory in 2008.
Uh-huh.
Well, the illustrious General Assembly of the state of Arkansas passed this into law last year.
Oh, really?
Making it effective January 31 of this year.
So you have your national ID.
And it says right here under 27-16-1101, that's of the Arkansas Code annotated, this subchapter shall be known and may be cited as the Driver's License Security and Modernization Act. And going right straight to definitions in 16-1102, as used in the subchapter, driver's license means a motor vehicle operator's license as defined in, catch this, Derry,
yeah,
in Title 49, United States Code, Section 30301, as in effect on February 1 of 2005.
wonder what that United States code is. Did you look it up?
It's the Department of Transportation.
Right, but do you know what the... You said United States code. You see, here's what makes all this so difficult. They'll say, well, according to section something of code something, you've got to go back and study all those laws to find out what they're talking about.
That's exactly correct, Derry. And here in the same definition, state means the state of Arkansas. But when you go to that United States code, it is written in such a manner that it does not apply to any states of the Union at all. So here we have the Arkansas legislature redefining what the United States code already defined.
See, a lot of what you read today in this globalized world that we're in, they'll talk about states, and they use the term states like you and I use the term nations or countries. They even sometimes say nation states, but they've kind of dropped the term nation. If you really look at a lot of these documents, it will say states, and meaning Venezuela or Germany, and they're calling them states.
Well, when you see state capitalized in the United States Code, Derry, you are merely looking at a federal state, not a state of the Union. And there's a vast difference there, because possessions, territories, and so on, as termed states in the federal code, do not rise to the same rank as states of the Union, parties to the Constitution.
All right, what about that Arkansas Security and Modernization Act? What's on your driver's license?
Well, I don't know that I use such a thing.
Okay.
Okay, back here. Here's the essence of this thing. In 2716-1107, linking of databases, the director of the Department of Finance and Administration shall ensure that the state of Arkansas is eligible to receive any grant or other type of financial assistance made available under federal law regarding driver's license, security, and modernization. So there you have it.
Wonder what Arkansas got out of that financially.
Well,
the governor will probably get them.
It's been plain and clear for quite a while, and Arkansas has passed many bills into statutory law, wherein they plainly state in the bill itself to preserve their rights of receiving federal money.
All right, but now you say you haven't gotten this yet. Are they going to let you keep your old driver's license until it expires? Is that the way it's set up?
It is set up all new and reissued licenses after January 31 of this year.
Okay.
All renewals and new licenses.
So most people in Arkansas have theirs now.
Well, I don't know if theirs expired between January 31 and now, then they would have to be in compliance with this new law.
Well, that's what I was asking. What if you got two more years left on your driver's license?
Well, it says it's due for renewal. All renewals, as well as new licenses.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks.
This is an outrage, Derry, against the people of this state.
Well, it's an outrage against the people in the United States. But just like we said yesterday, why don't Americans stand up for what's right? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
And here we are, back on the Common Sense Coalition. The IRS, that is the Internal Revenue Service, they make some mistakes occasionally. And according to the cases that were analyzed by an audit of the Budget and Accounting Division, they make mistakes over 90-some percent of the time. The Internal Revenue Service did not comply with federal laws and failed to follow its own internal guidelines when issuing lien notices based on an audit of federal tax liens analyzed between September 2005, February 2006. Now, this is by the Inspector General of the Tax Administration. They reviewed 150 notices, and they say that gives them a sample that is good enough. But of 150 notices, get this, of federal tax liens, the IRS correctly mailed the lien notices to taxpayers seven times. Seven times. Out of 150, not even 5%, 4.7% of the time. The IRS did not inform representatives of taxpayers that liens were filed against their claims in 75% of the sample cases. In addition, undelivered lien notices were not timely controlled by the IRS's automated lien system. In 2001, IRS filed 426,166 liens. In 2005, that was just last year, it filed 544,316 And 95% of the time, according to the tax audit, hey, they're incorrectly done. That is your tax money at work, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I hear over and over and over and over again about farm subsidies and how farmers, you know, they're on the gravy train, they're getting all of this money. And what people don't realize is that without them being on the gravy train, they'd be out of business, because it's set up so that the multinational corporations are the ones that make the money. In other words, the government subsidy goes to the farmer, but in essence, it goes to the multinational corporations that buy his product. For example, say corn's $2 a bushel and it costs $2.25 to produce it. But if he gets a subsidy of 75 cents, then there'll be a little profit in producing it. How does that help the multinational corporation? Well, Archer Daniels Midland can buy that corn for $2 when it's really worth $3. You see what I'm saying? So instead of Archer Daniels Midland paying the farmer $3, they get $2 corn, and the farmer makes it up in the farm payment. The farmer would a whole lot rather sell it at cost of production plus a profit and not have to fiddle with the government. But that's not what the multinationals want. Now, the World Bank president, Paul Wolfowitz, says the United States should cut domestic farm subsidies to a point where it starts to bite. And we will discuss that after this on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk30.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk30.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk30.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk30.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk30.com. That's letstalk30.com.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
For whatever it's worth, the world trade talks have just about conked out. It looks like it is a failure. So the story I have is dated June the 30th. So this goes back a little bit. But in trying to save the world trade talks, World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz says the United States should cut domestic farm subsidies to a point where it actually starts to bite, in order to help rescue the world trade talks in Geneva from a possible collapse. Well, the best I know of, they collapsed. We're seeing a lot of nations now that saying, hey, this stuff doesn't work. We don't want any part of globalization, and we don't want to get involved in this. And this is what's happening while the United States and Europe and a couple of other, the biggies, want this globalization thing. Hey, Central America, Mexico's now turning against it, and we're going to have to see how this election comes out. It's very, very close, with just in a point of a percent. But if the guy that's so far leading by just a itty-bitty bit is elected, it's going to maybe eliminate NAFTA and GATT and some of this. I'm kind of for the other guy, if I know what I'm talking about, which I probably don't. I'm not an expert on this, but just from what I've read and from who I've talked with, tomorrow we're going to have a gentleman on there that understands it a lot better than I do. Anyway, Wolfowitz says he and the International Monetary Fund managing director, Rodrigo Rito, spoke to the World Trade Organization's chief, Lamy, who was in Geneva, and warned that the talks were headed for a crisis. Well, I think they have been crisised. Anyway, 60 ministers of the third, which is a third of the WTO, that's the World Trade Organization, are trying to boost trade and reduce poverty. The rest of them are not. Well, we know what happens. I mean, look at what happened to us here in the United States when NAFTA passed. It sure created poverty. I think Lamy feels that the most important thing now is for the U.S. to come up with some real movement on farm subsidies. By real movement, I think we would say not just reducing the ceiling, but the ceiling is still above what the U.S. actually spends on farm subsidies. It needs to come down to where it actually starts to bite. The talk so far has been incredibly disappointing. I don't see how they'd come back later if it fails now. That is what is so depressing. See, I hope the World Trade talks fail. This is what's causing most of our problem in the world today is this globalization thing. Anyway, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johannes says we are willing to do our part. But I'll tell you what, the multinational corporations that buy from the farmer, they're going to make sure that the farmer keeps getting subsidies, because if the farmer didn't get subsidies, one of two things would have to happen. The farmers would either go out of business, which would not affect Archer Daniels, Midland, and the major buyers of farm products at all, because they just as soon deal with Brazil and Argentina and these other major nations as they would with us. Or they're going to have to pay more for their product. Now, I don't know how they feel about the agriculture situation in America. Well, we do know how they feel, because they prefer to deal with other countries. Monsanto, for example, will sell Roundup Ready soybean seeds for about a third to the people in Argentina or Brazil, than what they charge. 32 by the proportional representation from the National Party list and serve 6-year terms in the Senate. But anyway, for whatever it's worth, Mexico is holding a presidential election. It's going to be this Sunday, and I have not seen it. I try to watch the national news. I try to listen to the national news on the radio, and I have not heard one thing about it. And to me, it might be just as important who is the Mexican president as it is who's the one here in the United States, the way things are turning out. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.